psalm of praise. I will exalt you, my God the King, and bless your name forever and ever. I will bless you every day. I will praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation will declare your works to the next and will proclaim your mighty acts. I will speak of your splendor and glorious majesty and your wondrous works. They will proclaim the power of your awe-inspiring acts, and I will declare your greatness. They will give testimony of your great goodness and will joyfully sing of your great righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and faithful in love. The Lord is good to everyone. His compassion rests on all he has made. All you have made will thank you, Lord. The faithful will bless you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom and will declare your might, informing all people of your mighty acts and of the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule is for all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his actions. The Lord helps all who fall. He raises up all who are oppressed. All eyes look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all his acts. The Lord is near all who call out to him, all who call out to him with integrity. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry for help and saves them. The Lord guards all those who love him, but he destroys the wicked. My mouth will declare the Lord's praise. Let every living thing bless his holy name forever and ever.
Brilliant. Thank you, Kathy. Kate, please do come up. So if you don't know Kate, Kate's been a member of City Church for a very long time.
25 years.
But actually, a lot of those years, Kate and Paul and the kids have spent in the Middle East. But you're back for a couple of years before you're going to go on a new adventure. And it's an absolute privilege to hear from you. So looking forward to it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here this morning. And wow, isn't this a fantastic psalm? Psalm 145. A psalm, a hymn of David, praising God. So we're going to look more into this. We're in a series looking at the psalms and how the psalms can help us to pray more, to give us vocabulary for praying, to encourage us to pray in different ways, different places. And this is for all of us who have prayed a lot, or maybe if you're someone who doesn't pray much or hasn't even prayed at all, this is for you. Everything is for you this morning. So I'm just going to ask God to speak to us and start off with praying, and then we'll get more into this chapter. So Lord God, we just thank you so much that you are gracious and compassionate. You are slow to anger and great in faithful love. You are awesome and great and highly to be praised. And we just want to lift our eyes to you this morning. Open our hearts, Lord. May we hear from you. Speak to us, we pray, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Touch our lives. May we go from here transformed by you, with a greater understanding of who you are, of what you do, and of your great love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So today we're focusing on Psalm 145, which is, as we said, really praising God. And praise means sort of thanks, adoration, admiration, and respect. And praise can be spontaneous. When we see something amazing, we're like, wow, that's incredible. And we can praise somebody. But actually, this psalm might have had a bit more thought going into it because it's an acrostic in Hebrew. So that means the first letter of all the verses, the words in those verses, was actually the alphabet. So it maybe had a bit more of a thought process going into it. And that would be one of my first things to encourage us. Praise can be spontaneous, and actually praising God and thanking God can sometimes take more thought and time. And as well, we see the variety of praise that there is in this passage. So there are 9 different praise words in Hebrew here. We have the word praise in English, and I'm no Hebrew scholar, so apologies if I haven't quite got the translations right, but we've got hands raised, rejoicing, sing along, quiet voice, and sort of kneeling, bowing down, boastful celebration. We've got instrument songs, sacrifice of praise. So sometimes praise is hard work. It's a harder thing, a sacrifice to praise God. A shout for joy, a worship praise. And then there's 2 extra ones that I threw in there as well. There's dancing and leaping and clapping hands. So those are maybe ways we can praise God as well. And in Psalm 145, we see 4 of these different Hebrew words for praise. So we've got a quiet voice, a kneeling, bowing down, the boastful celebration, shouts of joy, and singing along. So today we're going to look at 3 aspects of praise. We're going to be looking up and praising up. We're going to be looking across and praising God across. And we're going to be looking and praising out. Okay? You can do this with me if you want. We're going to go up, across, out. Fantastic. So first of all, verses 1-3, we're looking and praising God up. So really, David encourages us to look up to God and see who God is. And we can see in these verses, this comes from a personal relationship that David has with God. He says, I exalt you, my God, the King, and I bless your name forever. So is God truly my King, or is he just a king? Is he truly your king or just a king? So I'd really encourage us this morning, how deep is our personal relationship and walk with God? And we see in verse 2, David said, I will bless you every day and praise your name forever and ever. And so we get a sense of a continual habit. This is something he does regularly. And I would encourage us, we want to be praising God regularly, day by day, something that becomes a habit. But he uses the words, I will, I will. Praise has to be a choice at times. And I know that our circumstances can all be very different. So you may have had a really difficult week. You may be facing some really difficult situations. And you kind of think, well, it's all very well saying praise God in that. But it can be hard. I understand it can be really hard in different situations to lift our eyes up to God and praise God. When I was pregnant, as I said, we've got 4 kids. And when I was pregnant with our last child, I was 14 weeks and I suddenly had a lot of bleeding. And we were abroad at the time. I went to the hospital and the doctor sort of put his hand on my belly. And I could tell from his face things were not good. And he did the scan and he was like, oh, there's still a heartbeat. I was like, okay. And so he said, well, we'll just have to wait and see how things go. And we said, we'll pray that this baby doesn't miscarry. And so we prayed overnight. But I was in a state, as you can understand, of just distress at that point and not knowing, is this child going to miscarry? And I remember putting on worship music and tears streaming down my face. And all I could do was lift my hands. And sometimes there are situations like that that you're in where you can't even vocalize any praise to God, but you can make a choice. I'm still going to look to you, God. And I might lift my hands. I might bow down. So I would just like to encourage you this morning, whatever you are facing, whatever your situation is, we can praise God not because of our situation, but because of who God is. and what he does. And you can see on the screen some of the words that are here in this psalm. So this is just from this psalm of who God is. And the rest of the psalms, the rest of God's word tells us so much more. He's a king. He's great and powerful, majestic, good, righteous, merciful, compassionate, loving, slow to anger, faithful, generous. He is near. These are just some of the characteristics of who God is. So no matter what my situation or circumstances, God doesn't change. So I can still praise him for who he is and what he does, which is the next screen as well. So in this psalm, it talks about mighty acts, sort of miracles, wondrous works. He reigns. He keeps his promises. He helps us. He raises us up. He provides. He hears us. He saves us. He protects and he destroys evil. So I would be encouraging us to be praising up for who God is and what he does. And sometimes it's easier, I find, to focus on what he does than who he is. I'm like, oh Lord, thank you for this amazing sunset that I can see. But then actually it can help to think, what is it about God that makes that beautiful thing that he's done? So it's because he's a creator. He's a creative God. So I can thank him and praise him. You are a creator God with such creativity, and you've made this glorious sunset that I see. Or if it's provision, maybe it's a case of thank you, God, for answering this prayer. But actually, why? It's because God is a provider. God loves us. He is generous. So I would encourage us to be thinking, who is God, as well as what he does. So then we move on to verses 4-7 is the praising across. So we've had praise up, praise across. And I want to really encourage us to be passing praise across the generations. Now, in the version, the translation that was read to us, it says that I will proclaim your acts and declare your greatness. And it says from one generation to the next. But actually the word in Hebrew is about across the different generations. It's the same word. So we can be young and old and in between. You can choose which category you want to fall into to praise God. And do you realize as we praise God that it can be a catalyst for others to praise him? So I want to honor the older people amongst us who are here. God has blessed our church family with so many who have experience and knowledge and wisdom and gifting. And I want to say thank you for being part of our church family. You're such a valuable part of our church family. And are you retired? There may be some of you who are retired here. Do you know we never retire from God's work? Okay, so God still has plans and purposes for you, even if you're in the older generations and your bodies may be getting older and failing, but we can still praise God for who he is and what he's done and encourage the younger generations to be doing so. But it's not just for the older generations, the younger ones as well. Okay, we have so many wonderful youth, children, students who are part of our church family. And there's so much that we can learn from them, as well as all of us who are in the middle. I guess I'm middle-aged, okay? So middle-aged people, we can praise across to the older generations and across to the younger generations. So I have the joy of serving on the youth team, and it's wonderful to hear what God is doing in the young people's lives and to be able to share what God is doing in my life. And actually, that's a catalyst for them to encourage me. It's not just me teaching or serving them or praising God to them. It's their teaching and serving me actually as well. So I want to encourage us to be a church family that goes across the generations, okay? To be praising God across the generations. It can be so tempting to stick with people who are like us. I think generally in society, we like to stay with people who are like us, similar age, similar background, similar race, gender, whatever it may be. But actually, God's love goes across all the divisions. And that includes age as well. So let's be a church family that sees and notices people of different ages. You're never too young, too old, too middle-aged to be used by God. And we can all be a catalyst of praise for him to encourage one another. And then the last point is in verses 10 through to really the end, 21, about looking and praising out. So this, I think, can be in two ways. We want to be people who talk about God. It says here in verse 11, it says, they will speak of the glory of your kingdom and will declare your might, informing all people of your mighty acts and of the glorious splendor of your kingdom. And I just wonder, what do we talk about most of the time? What do you talk about a lot? Now, if you're British, this is, again, sweeping generalization. If you're British, what do we talk about?
Weather.
The weather, yes, okay. Well, us British people, we love to talk about the weather. If you're maybe Eastern, when I was living more in the Middle East, what do people talk about? Does anyone know? Any ideas? If you're more Eastern, what may you focus on more? I don't know. Family, yes, family. People would often talk about family. What about if you're maybe more from African countries? What will people maybe talk about more in African nations? Any ideas? Again, I know these are very sweeping generalizations. Pardon?
God.
Yes, that would be fantastic, yes. So across different areas, we talk about different things, but we want to be a people who are talking about God to others. And are we doing this in our communities, in our neighborhoods, at school, at college, at work, with our neighbors, with our community groups, wherever we may be? Are we actually having the courage to praise God in those situations? And there is a world waiting to hear and be introduced to this incredible God that we know and love and serve. And maybe you're here this morning and you aren't yet following Jesus. You don't necessarily know. You're maybe exploring and having a look and finding out. And I would encourage you to get to know this amazing, incredible God, because God in his goodness created us, he loves us, he wants our relationship with us. But sin, badness, things that we do when we become the king, not him, in our lives, that separates us from God. And actually, we can't work our way back to a relationship with him. God provided a way. He came in the form of Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man. And he paid that price, dying on the cross, so that we can be forgiven. We can receive his goodness, his holiness, his rightness, and have that relationship restored. So if that's you this morning, I'd encourage you, come and find me afterwards, or there's a prayer area here, and we can talk about that further. Because this is what life is worth. It's worth living for him, living for God's glory. And another way we can be praising God is actually with one another in the community. So I was really encouraged this week. I met up with a friend from church at a coffee shop at my lunchtime, chatted and talked together, and then we prayed. And of course, me being a little bit British was a bit like, ooh, everyone can kind of hear that we're praying and see that we're praying. It kind of can feel a bit embarrassing, but actually I was like, why not? This is actually really lovely that actually as we are just talking, sharing about faith, it's so natural to pray together, praise God, pray for the things that we're in need of. And if other people see that and hear that, that is a great thing. Let's not be embarrassed about our faith. Let's stand up and praise God in the communities that we're in. And just thinking again, we've seen these verses, how good God is. He helps those who fall. He raises up those who are oppressed. Our eyes look to him and he gives us food at the proper time. He opens our hand, his hand, and satisfies our desires. He is righteous in all his ways and faithful in everything that he does. So practically, let's be doing that. Let's be sharing with our friends, with our neighbors, with our colleagues at work, answers to prayer, talking about testimonies of God's goodness, offering to pray with people in our communities. Again, living in the Middle East, it's a majority other faith, but I would often say to people, can I pray with you? And I didn't have anybody say no. Everyone's like, oh, yes, please. So don't be afraid. Take that step to say, can I pray for you for that? And if someone says no, that's okay. And if someone says yes, you can demonstrate your faith and share about God as you pray. So let's be a people who are looking up, praising God across the generations, praising God out into our communities, both for who he is and for what he has done. So I would like to just encourage us to take a moment of quiet reflection and just ask God, what is it from today? Maybe God will highlight something of what I've shared, of what's in the passage, or something else about praising him more for who he is, praising him despite my circumstances, praising out into the community, or actually, can I go and talk to the children, to the students, to older people across the church? So let's just take a minute and just reflect now. Lord God, we thank you that you are great and highly to be praised, that your greatness is unsearchable. And I pray, Father, that you would help us to be praising you more and more. Teach us how to praise you more, I pray. And I thank you that you change us. You meet us where we are. Thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for transformed lives.